Farage's Brexit Party leads third national election poll in a row. By Victoria Friedman on June 16, 2019. Still less than 3 months old, the Brexit Party has taken a comfortable lead over the establishment parties for Westminster voting intentions in three consecutive YouGov polls. The latest poll published by The Times placed the pro-Brexit Party in first place, with 24%. Followed by the Conservative Party and Labour Party on joint second with 21%, with the pro-Remain Liberal Democrats on 19%. Fieldwork was conducted between the 13th and 14th of June, with 1,672 adults being asked who they would vote for in the next general election. Voters gave a similarly strong response when YouGov asked them the same question between June 9th and 10th, placing the Brexit Party first at 26%, followed by the Liberal Democrats, 22%, Labour, 19%, and the Tories, 17%. The Brexit Party's support had remained unchanged when citizens were polled between the 5th and 6th of June, with the Brexit Party on 26%, Labour and the Liberal Democrats on 20%, and the Conservatives in fourth place on 18%. Latest Westminster voting intention, 5 to 6 June. Brexit Party minus 26%. Labour minus 20%. Lib Dem minus 20%. Con minus 18%. Green minus 9%. UKIP minus 1%. Change UK minus 0%. pic.twitter.com/jphjlpc. YouGov, at YouGov, June 7, 2019. The rising support of the Conservative Party in the past 9 days could be a reflection of voters' confidence in the Tory leadership frontrunners who have pledged to take the UK out of the EU on October 31 with or without a deal. Bookmakers' favourite to win the leadership contest and become Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, warned that after failing to deliver Brexit on March 29, another delay would result in massive losses for the Tory party at the next election, telling an audience this week that another Brexit delay means defeat. Speaking to Breitbart London's James Delling Poll, Tory Brexiteer and leading member of the European Research Group, ERG, Andrew Bridgend believes that it could be difficult to push a clean exit by October 31 as the current parliament is stacked with remainers and that the country may have to hold another general election. However, he added that a new pro-Brexit Tory government could only deliver Brexit with the help of kingmaker Nigel Farage and his party.